This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Cinema Chat. My co-host is the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins is here to talk all things movies and all things film festival. How you doing, sir?
Good, good, good. It's a rainy spring day, but we've had
it's a perfect day for a movie.
Beautiful weather. It's a beautiful day for a movie. Absolutely. Well, again, I want you to mark off June 3rd through 12th on your calendar. It's going to be the Cinetopia International Film Festival in Detroit, Dearborn, and Ann Arbor, and a few other places as well. If you're a member of the Michigan Theater, or if you've been to Cinetopia in the past, make sure that you're aware that it's Michigan Theater member purchase time for the passes. They're now on sale. Next week, if you're not a Michigan Theater member, you can get your passes.
So the public sale starts next week.
Yep. And the thing that's great is that if you get a pass, you can go into a movie for 15 minutes. If
you don't like it,
you
leave.
If you think you're going to like the next movie even better, you may not even dislike it, but you think you're going to like the next movie better, you leave, you go to the next movie. It's a really great way to go to a festival. And again, a film festival is just like the folk festival. You know, there's headliners, there's movies that are pretty cool. There's a film called Tyrus, which is about a Japanese-American or Chinese-American man who was involved with the movie industry out in Hollywood. Is 105 years old right now.
Wow.
And one of the movies he was involved with was Bambi. And it's a really, really...
The original Bambi?
Yeah, the original Bambi.
I guess there wasn't a sequel.
105 years old. And it's a really fascinating tale about this man and about his career and about the evolution of the movies. We're going to have Mama, which is... We've got a big cast, and we'll see who comes in. We've got a film called Operator. Christine Lottie starred in it, University of Michigan grad. We're working hard
to get
her.
Is she really? I did not know that.
And it was directed by a couple of ladies who grew up in the Ann Arbor area, went to the Ann Arbor schools, and have made it there on the West Coast.
Always a local condition. Now, if I get my pass, I can go to all the movies in Ann Arbor, but if I choose, I can go to the ones in Detroit and elsewhere, right?
In Dearborn, yeah, and West Bloomfield. And so, yeah,
nice.
Absolutely. So... get your pass and set aside those dates. And the thing about a festival is you just go for a day or two or three or ten if you've got those days, June 3 through 12. Now, there's a lot of fans out there of Blade Runner.
One of the classic science fiction
films. Yeah, it was a modern film at its time. Has a real noir quality, which is unusual in a sense for a science fiction kind of film. The art direction on it is praised up and down. It wasn't... wildly successful when it was released, but it's become a cult.
It certainly touched a nerve, though.
Absolutely, and it's become a very, very popular cult film, and they're going to make a sequel to it, and Harrison Ford is going to return to be in it because he's an old guy that was in a lot of movies in the 80s and 70s, and he's continuing to act. But Ryan Gosling and Robin Wright will be in it as well. It will be directed by Denis Villeneuve, whose film Sicario got a lot of Oscar nominations. It's still going to be based on the Philip K. Dick novel, Do Android Dream of Electric Sheep? It's going to be the cinematographer is Roger Deakins, who is a very well-known multi-Oscar award-winning film. So it's got an interesting pedigree, but you can't see it until October of 2017.
Well, it's nice to know it's coming, though, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there are some really cool films, especially for music people, that are opening up.
Right.
And they're a little sideways. They're about music personalities, but they're not music films per se. Except, well, Miles Ahead is a music film
about Miles Davis.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. But Elvis and Nixon, I got to see some clips from this last week when I was at the movie conference, CinemaCon last week, and this stars two really great actors, Michael Shannon, who plays Elvis, and Kevin Spacey, who plays Nixon.
And he can mimic anyone.
Well, and the reviews on him as Nixon are very good. And Michael Shannon is a really great actor, and he's the performance that the little clips that I saw were outstanding. But you know, Elvis was a good looking, sexy man, and Michael Shannon is not a good looking.
And yet he pulls it off.
He pulls it off extremely well. In fact, I think it kind of adds something to the situation because it's very, very odd.
Well, that wasn't the height of Elvis being Elvis either.
No, it was kind of 1970.
Into his drug addled state. And
that's right.
Not necessarily in his right mind or at his best looks.
Yeah, and there's just very funny sequences. And one of the reviews says that there was no there was no recording. You know, Nixon recorded a lot of stuff. People came into the office, and he just had a tape recorder running, so there was a transcript or there was a tape of it, and there was no tape of this.
But the meeting was like 18 and a half minutes long, which makes you go, Watergate or Elvis?
That's right. That's right. But they said that if there was a transcript, it should be like this because the movie's so well scripted, right. So well acted. But anyway, it's about this meeting between Nixon and Elvis, and the trailer for the movie is great because it shows all these really classic photographs that are requested from the Library of Congress. You know, the GI kissing the young woman
at the end of World War II.
At the end of World War II, the soldiers raising the flag on Iwo Jima, Neil Armstrong on the moon. You know, these classic American, but the number one requested photograph from the Library of Congress
is stoned Elvis with Nixon.
Nixon and Elvis shaking hands. So anyway, there's clearly a pop culture resonance with this, and two great performers, Elvis and Nixon.
Well, you mentioned Miles Ahead.
That's right. This is there's a very cool event that's happening tonight, but it's for WEMU listeners, and that all the tickets are gone for that.
Exactly right. But a pre-reception at Necto Ballroom, and then everybody's going to walk over and watch the movie in the screening room of the Michigan Theater tonight.
Yep.
And it is a little advanced on tomorrow's.
That's right. It opens tomorrow at the Michigan Theater. And this is Don Cheadle. Don Cheadle, he knew the music of Miles Davis and was into it, but kind of tripped into this in a sense, and got to know the Miles Davis's family who wanted to make a picture, but he just didn't really like what had been put together up to that point. So he worked very hard on the script. He also ended up directing the film. He acts in the film. And it's a very unusual kind of narrative. It's not a straight-ahead biopic. It's more of an impressionist painting to a certain degree of Miles Davis as a person. One of the really great reviews on this said that Don Cheadle doesn't judge. Instead, he presents Miles as a man of complications and contradictions, which he certainly was. And so in a racist society, pushing a music that was pushing boundaries at the time, and he misbehaved quite significantly as well.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
With the guns and all kinds of stuff that was really dangerous. But he thought of Miles Davis in this kind of rap gangster way, which is...
And that's how he portrays it.
And he's not presented as a gangster rapper or anything, but it's that kind of edge and attitude, and it's very interesting. This is going to be a really great film.
Opens to the general public on Friday.
Yep. And then the midnight film at the State is Mulholland Drive, the David Lynch film. There's going to be a bunch of Three Stooges films. Those films are about 20 minutes long. And there's going to be a selection of those that play on Sunday at 1:30. We've got a really great presentation of Sherlock Holmes. This is the 1915 movie. It's 100 years old.
That's amazing.
And William Gillette was the most famous Sherlock Holmes ever. Go check this out. It's going to be Sunday.
With live
overcome by Stephen Ball. And the commercial film that's opening up this week is The Huntsman Winter War.
It's a sequel.
16% positive reviews.
Only 16%.
Great cast. Emily Blunt, Charlize Theron, Chris Hemsworth, but Jessica Chastain.
Hey, if it's your thing, it's your thing.
But yeah, go check out Sherlock Holmes. It's going to be very cool. Silent film, live musical accompaniment, really early film, really great performance. It's very cool.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat, an exclusive presentation of the news department at 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
It's Cinema Chat, my dear Watson.